in a non-protocol situation, what tends to be the chemotherapy regimen or regimens that you usually consider in the lower-risk patient, node negative, for example?
We typically at Anderson will use FAC, six cycles of FAC, for our low-risk patients. And then for the higher-risk node positive, use weekly paclitaxel times 12 followed by FAC times 4.
What's your take on all the controversy that's occurred about the issue of adjuvant chemotherapy in patients with ER-positive tumors, and how do you bring that into your own decision-making?
I think there's increasing data that patients with ER-positive tumors benefit less from chemotherapy than patients with ER-negative tumors, but I'm not convinced at this point that there is no benefit from chemotherapy. I think studies like TAILOR-X, where we're trying to look at patients who are ER-positive and stratified by risk, might help answer, is there a subset of patients that you could select out that wouldn't eventually need chemotherapy? And for patients that are borderline candidates for chemotherapy, if they have ER-positive disease, I'm less inclined to give them chemotherapy. But for patients who have high-risk disease, even if it's ER-positive, I think these patients still clearly benefit.
Now, you mentioned TAILOR-X and brings up the issue of oncotype and how that ties into management of patients with ER-positive tumors, specifically with node-negative tumors. Are you putting patients on the TAILOR-X trial, and how, if at all, do you utilize oncotype in a non-protocol situation?
We do participate in the TAILOR-X trial, so we have been putting patients on that trial. And this trial runs the oncotype for the patient, and if they're intermediate risk, then randomizes them to either chemotherapy or no chemotherapy. If they're low risk, then you would go ahead and just use a hormonal treatment. If they're high risk, you would go ahead and use chemotherapy. Off-protocol, I've used it in patients, again, who are really borderline candidates for chemotherapy, either because of comorbidities that they have or not wanting chemotherapy or just having fairly low-risk tumors, to try to help both me and the patient make a decision as to whether or not they have chemotherapy.
I guess the other issue is whether or not you could uncover patients who otherwise might appear to have low risk, who have high recurrence scores. Is that a scenario that you've run into also?
Again, I usually haven't run it except in borderline patients. So patients that really look very low risk, very small tumors, I tend personally not to order Oncotype on those. But patients that are right around a centimeter in size, low to intermediate grade, ER positive, node negative, those are the patients that I think it can be very helpful.
Is there a tumor size where you kind of like pull away from that issue? You can maybe get uncomfortable just relying on the Oncotype, tumors 2, 3, or 3.5 centimeters?
Yeah, I can't say that there's a clear cutoff, but really for things that are over 2 centimeters in size, again, I'm inclined to give chemotherapy to those patients and typically personally don't order it in that situation.